They will interview you for 10 minutes and then put a clip on for 6 seconds on the CBC and 10 seconds on the CTV, so you don't really get to hear the full interview. But I did it on purpose because I wanted to play the game and get this exposed about the jumping. Now, what's happening is they're using engineered nanoparticles integrated with this bioengineering, this experiment. It's not approved at all. Can't figure out for the life of me why anybody would put something in their bodies that hasn't even been approved. It's not a vaccine. Don't ever call it a vaccine. Call it what it is, an injectable. Injectable program. Okay? Now, I put a sign on my door saying, if you've been vaccinated, or sorry, injected with a program, you can't come in. Now, I've had about 85% of people contact me across Canada and the United States. I had a guy call me 2 o'clock in the morning and say, hey, did you know you're on Instagram and you're all over the place? I had no idea.
Bravo!
I had no idea. Okay. So here, I don't know if you guys can see this, if you want to pass around, you can. This is a woman who took the AstraZeneca, okay? And she almost bled out. Now, I had another one from the VAR. A young woman had a baby, took the injectable, breastfed that baby, and the baby died. Now they're telling you that even if you take this bloody thing, you still gotta social distance. You still gotta wear a mask. It doesn't immunize you. And now Pfizer's got three more ready to go, and Trudeau just signed another contract for next year. Okay, the SPARS, if you have not read the SPARS, you should read it. This is going to go on to 2029. That's their game plan, unless we do something to stop this, until we get more people to wake up. Now I'm going to show you how to stop the jumping. I'm wearing a device right here. It's an ionizer. What an ionizer does is it puts an electrical field around you 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter, 1 meter. This is what they should have put out there if we even have a pandemic. Because we've never isolated it. It's never been isolated. So why, no. What the hell are we making, what are we injecting into people if we don't know what it is?
Poison!
Okay, now.
Chemical weapon.
Bioweaponry, exactly.
Yes.
Bio-nano-weaponry.
Yes.
Okay, now. There were 7 universities in the United States. They went looking for it, but they didn't use the PCR bullshit. They used an electron microscope. That means you can see things on an atomic level. Atoms. They couldn't find it. 1,500 people they tested couldn't find it.
Yep.
But what they did find, 7 major universities, was we had influenza A and influenza B. Nothing else. And they called it, and again, they couldn't keep the lights straight. First it was corona, 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 COVID, corona, COVID, corona, COVID, COVID, COVID. You can only get COVID if you get injected or swabbed. That's the only way. Only way you can get it. Okay? How many of you were born in the 50s and 60s? We all were exposed to the coronavirus way back in 1963. That means every one of us already have the immune system to fight it off already. And if we had any children, that got passed on to the next generation and the one after that. That's why you have a 99.6% survival unless you have a core morbidity. In other words, you already got something going on with you. Okay, you can die from a flu. Okay, you can die from any flu. And looking between 1990 to the year 2000, every year we had a different strain of flu, and it all came from Asia. And you want to hear something else that's interesting? This was initially called the Wuhan flu, but the CCP got offended. Oh, they got their itsy bitsy titsy feelings all hurt over that. Oh, Wuhan flu, geez, you can't call it that. Okay, the CCP has taken over this country, and the reason why they're taking over this country is because everybody's too bloody stupid to not see this going on. They're initially